Welcome to the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast, connecting real people with expert advice to achieve a healthier lifestyle and live a more fulfilling and abundant life. Here is your host, Coach Tavia.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast. It's your girl, Tavia. And I'm so excited today. I have the most beautiful young woman with me today. And I'm super excited that she actually said yes to coming on my podcast. So you guys get the benefit of this. And who am I talking about? I am talking about Miss Tri-Cities, yours truly, Haley Fisher. Hello, Haley. How are you?
Hi, Tommy. I'm good. How are you?
Good. This will be on YouTube. You guys can see the video of this. You can see her all in her full crown, and she is beautiful. And you guys can see this on YouTube, or you can just listen, obviously, in your car or radio, wherever. This is, you know, whatever you want to do. But I didn't want to let you know this is also a video recording as well. So I want to give a little more of an introduction about Haley and why I brought her on and who she is. So Haley is a little her bio here, guys. She's a mental health well-being advocate and an artist, not just the woman in the pretty crown here. She's got a lot going on, and this is why I brought her on today. She's actually the founder of the Haley Grace Art and has taught free community art classes as well. And she focuses on using creative outlets to de-stress the mind. Haley also promotes early age mental health and volunteerism by sharing her self-published book. She's an author. The book is called Do You Want to Be a Volunteer, correct?
Yes.
And she has also helped raise over thousands of dollars for various charities in the Washington and Idaho states through her speed painting performances. I want to know a little bit more about that. And Haley currently, she is the reigning Miss title of Miss Tri-Cities here locally. But she's also in school at Walla Walla Community College as an ag science student. So that's a little bit about you. And did I get it all right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Awesome. So we're going to jump in. I mean, there's so much here that I want to talk to you about, but I think the most important thing is we're going to talk a little bit of everything, but I love the fact about the mental health stuff. I mean, I know that's kind of been your platform, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was your platform in coming into becoming into the scholarship program, correct?
Yes. Yes. I began competing in 2016. And
okay.
In the beginning, it was actually my social impact initiative was suicide awareness. So it's kind of, okay, as I've grown and developed into things that I am passionate about in the mental health area, that's where it started. So it's been kind of the same all the way through.
Awesome. Were you, and I got to ask, is that inspiration or was that like through something that you experienced in your family or trauma or something that led you to that passion for that?
It sure feels like a combination of all of those things.
Okay.
I think topping that list would probably be just a close proximity of some family members that struggle with, you know, depression and some suicidal thoughts and tendencies, as well as I've lost a few family members as well. So it's come from that, but also seeing people my age and not my age struggle with mental health, challenges, especially through COVID and all that stuff.
Oh yeah. No, it's very well needed. And, you know, as me being a life coach too, I've seen it too. And mental health, you know, we talk so much about physical health, you know, as the norm, and it's almost like mental health becomes almost a taboo for some people. Mm-hmm. And it shouldn't be, because right, the mental ironically affects the physical.
Right.
I mean, they're connected. They're bottom line. So, yeah. So while we're talking about this, so we've done, I'm like going back to all of some of the things you've done. I'm like, where do I want to start? Let's back up a little bit. I want to get this out of the way. I want to talk about a little bit of you said you started trying out for the Miss Tri-Cities competitions back in 2016, 2018,
yeah, 2016.
Okay. 2016. And was this the first time you won?
This was, yes.
Ah, that's cool. Okay. Gotcha. So what inspired you? So in 2016, because you're 22 now, correct?
I'm 23.
23, sorry. So you would have been, I might have done the math. So when you were 2016, you were what, still in high school?
Yes, I was a junior in high school. I was probably sitting about 17 years old.
Okay, gotcha. About a senior in high school and started. So what inspired you? Did you know someone? You know, everybody, like my cousin was in pageants. Like she's wanted me to do Mrs. Washington and she did Mrs. Right. Idaho. And I'm like, it's not my thing. But did someone inspire you to get involved in these or what? Tell me about that.
Yes, I actually, my sister is Lacey Fisher. She won Miss Tri-Cities Outstanding Teen, I believe in 2020. So the year prior to COVID happening.
Okay.
And she and I, my sister was in the Little Sisters program. So I think the ages have kind of changed throughout the last few years.
Yeah.
But at the time, you know, it's elementary, older elementary age girls can be basically like a mentee for the gals that are running in the program, in the Miss Tri-Cities program. So they get to kind of bond with the candidates and all that kind of stuff. So she was in that when she was much younger. And as soon as she became of age to run in the teen division, we looked at each other and I thought, well, this is totally not something I ever thought I would be involved in, but my sister's here and she was quiet growing up. And I was also quiet and we just decided to run in it together and grow together.
That's cool. So is your sister older? Younger?
No, my sister is younger than me. Sorry if I hadn't made that clear. So she was the teen title holder a couple of years ago.
Oh,
so
okay.
So I'm sitting at 23. My sister, I believe, is getting ready to turn 20. So.
Okay. Gotcha. And so is she involved in anything right now? Or did she try out again this year? Or tell me about that.
I believe that she competed over. So she's in Kansas right now. She moved over to Kansas. I think she's been there for a little over a year now for school. She actually works as a behavioral therapist at an intellectual disability location and loves the people that she works with. But she moved over there for school, and I think she ran in the Miss division, now that she's a bit older, once over there. And I think just realized that with school and everything else going on, it was kind of a commitment that she may not have had time for, you know, in that moment. So I know she has competed. I don't know if she's going to keep competing, but I know that she has really enjoyed her time so far.
That's cool. So what does it take to get involved? I never knew. Like, can anybody apply or do you have to have a sponsor? I'm just curious.
So for Miss Tri-Cities and, you know, Miss America. So Miss Tri-Cities is an official preliminary to the Miss Washington competition, which is the official preliminary to Miss America.
Yeah.
So at my level, I'm a local title holder. The age ranges are really what let you qualify. So as a, you know, young woman, I believe it's from ages 13 to 17 is our teen division. And anybody in the Tri-Cities is able to run. I mean, any gal in the Tri-Cities. So, of course, there's all sorts of different competitions, but for the sake of ours, you need to live here, be born, you know, born and raised, whatever it may be. I mean, you can be from elsewhere, but living here, and the Miss division is then from 18 to, I believe, don't quote me on this because it keeps changing. I believe it's 25.
That's about right.
Six now.
Okay.
So I believe when I started competing, it was 24. So I apologize for not having
it's okay.
all those numbers
we'll
in my
forgive
head.
You.
it's any young lady who is willing to learn professional skills from the Miss America organization, from Miss Tri-Cities, and who's also really interested in not only developing those skills, but creating friendships that'll last you a lifetime, as well as the scholarship opportunities and the service opportunities that it presents. So it's actually... It's open to anybody. And in fact, if you want to volunteer, we would love to have you also. So,
you know how I kind of think of it is almost like, I think it's a wonderful thing, you know, like people are like, oh, it's a pageant. It's a beauty contest. No, you know, Miss Congeniality, you remember that movie? It's a scholarship program. That's what I think of.
Yes.
You know, and I learned a lot from my cousin and my baby, my cousin and her daughter both have been in these competitions in Idaho. Mm-hmm. So I've learned a lot. And it's not what you think. You guys work really hard in the community.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, you're showing up at places, you're bringing people together. And then, of course, like going back to your platform, right? Everybody has to kind of have some sort of platform or something. Their why, you know, their or call our MOFA, our motivating factor for doing it. So let me ask you this. So what's your motivating factor for doing this? What's your reason, your why?
I think on top of starting with my sister. So it it kind of, even though she's not competing alongside me anymore, it's near and dear to me in that way, just because we did do it together. And with her holding her title a few years ago, I thought, I've got to follow in her footsteps and, you know, really push to be that next Miss Tri-Cities. Cause I know that I have a huge passion for people. I love people. I love the hospitality industry, as well as I'm an artist. And I know that in this position, I have opportunities that I may not have had otherwise. You have a lot of access to people that know other people that can get you involved with the community. Cause ultimately Miss Tri-Cities, you know, I, as Haley, am here to serve people. That's what I was made to do. And as Miss Tri-Cities, I'm also here to serve people now with just additional opportunities and additional networking, you know, people to network with. So really what keeps me going is continuing to meet people, being able to love people, being able to teach people creative outlets they can use to combat stress and anxiety, because I use those all the time, different outlets. So that's really what motivates me. And that's my why.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I love it. I love it. I love it. Oh my gosh. It's beautiful. Yeah. Okay. So I want to jump to the next topic. Thank you for sharing that. We're going to jump from the competition stuff to talking a little bit about your book. I think this is a really big deal. So you wrote the book and it's titled, Do You Want to Be a Volunteer?
Yes.
and I want to tell, when did you write it?
I believe the published date is September of 2019.
Okay. So tell me about the book. What does it mean? Wasn't it a children's book?
Yes. So yes, it is a children's book. Of course, any age is welcome. The sentence structure in the book is pretty simple. So, you know, anywhere from 2 to 5 is probably a great age range.
Okay.
But I am also an illustrator alongside my different, you know, I love to paint and do different, use artistic, you know, different artistic mediums and stuff like that. So I ended up illustrating a bunch of different kind of random things that helped me decompress from the day. And I was talking to some people around me and they were, you know, they said, my mom in particular, shout out to my mom. Why don't you write a book? Like, you've done all these things that have helped you decompress and de-stress. You know, why don't you offer that to the community? That's a perfect idea. So the reason why I ended up doing a children's book is the illustrations aren't extremely complex. So it's pretty easy for a kiddo to look at it and go, oh, well, you know, why does that drawing have such big hands? And why is their ear so big? You know, why are they wearing that outfit? And so the point of it is to get their minds rolling in, oh, that's different. Oh, things don't have to be that way, right? Your hand doesn't have to be a normal size. It can kind of,
that's so cool,
whatever it wants. And on top of that, sorry to take up so much time on this, but I just love it. Is the point of the book is giving kids different ideas that they already do that can help people. So for example, you know, I think at the time Halloween was coming up. So one of the pages is, do you like to pass out Halloween candy? You know, and talking about like how that serves your community, or how if a child loves to cook, has an inclination towards grabbing foods and kind of whipping stuff up, you know, how those different talents that they have can serve other people.
I love it. It's reframing it. We call that reframing in my world. Reframing it. Yeah. I love it because it's taken it to a different level, and oh my gosh, I love this. So, how can people get the book? Is it on Amazon or local?
Yes. It is on Amazon. You should be able to actually just search the title. So Tavia, as you've said, it's Do You Want to Be a Volunteer?
Okay.
And it's a pretty bright, I wish I had a photo, I guess I could have shared, but it's a bright, fun, you can totally tell it's a very children illustrated book.
Yeah. So. Yeah, absolutely. And gosh, I feel like almost like you said the age group is like 5 to.
It's like 2-ish.
Oh,
to 2? 5.
Oh,
I mean, I've had parents reading it to their, you know, 1-year-old, and the 1-year-old, I mean, a good friend of mine said she was reading it to her son and he goes, I want to read the Nelly book every night because the main character's name is Nelly. So he's learning how, you know, to be a volunteer. But again, just the sentence structure is pretty simple. It's not super long. So hopefully you can keep a child's attention because it's just kind of short, blocky, pretty easy to understand. So that's why I just thought, probably for the younger kids, the younger children, like 2 to 5. Plus, you know, their generation, they're the next up coming. I mean, there's obviously plenty of generations between me at 23 and you, you know, and our parents, their parents, and an infant. Right. So I think that there's a lot of value in teaching the upcoming generations how to serve people.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much. I mean, going back to even, do you talk about manners in there at all or not so much manners?
Not so much manners, but okay. I've been asked if there's other series coming out. And yeah, there will be.
You said yes, there will be.
There will be, yes.
That's exciting.
I actually just finished some other illustrations for a book, not authored by me, authored by a really awesome acquaintance of mine. And her book is also about helping each other and learning how to, you know, if your friend's discouraged, like how can you help encourage them that they can do it? So yeah. It's kind of fun to stay along those lines in my illustrating for other people too, but there will be more coming.
I think that's fabulous. I mean, I think it's very well needed too. Absolutely. You could do like a series, like, you know, a series and kind of capitalize and piggyback on the next one. I think that would be really cool. How amazing. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, I want to do a giveaway. I'm like, I want to give away one of your books. I'm going to get a book. So here's the deal. I'm going to purchase a book off Amazon. Maybe I'll purchase even more. I haven't decided. This just came to me. I think we should do a giveaway. And so I'm going to post this on, it will be on Instagram. And if you like and share this post, you'll be entered to get the free book. So how's that? We're going to do it. So someone for Christmas can get it for their kid or something. I think.
Yeah. Right in time for the holidays.
Yes, for sure. Perfect. For sure. And I will definitely put the link to how to get the book as well. So this is awesome. Cool. So let me ask you this. So we talked about the purchasing the book. I want to talk about like future goals for you and, you know, and things for the community and stuff like that. Like as a title holder of this, I know there's obligations, you know, that you have to be at certain events and things like that. Mm-hmm. Do you have any, besides the book and besides, I guess, going through schooling, you're doing so much. Do you have like a really, like in this year of you being Miss Tri-Cities, what was like you going into, what was your biggest goal? Like, what did you want to get out of this or what did you want to achieve?
Yeah, my biggest goal, this may sound silly. I mean, and alongside all the other service opportunities, I really wanted to enjoy my time serving my community because a weakness of mine is getting so wrapped up in getting everything done that I forget to enjoy things that I'm a part of.
Yeah.
I know that sounds kind of silly, but one of my personal goals, again, alongside the serving, alongside being there for people, not only as Miss Tri-Cities, but as Haley in life in general, is to sit back and really enjoy how many people I get to meet and I get to network with, and valuing all those people as individuals rather than just, you know, I think a lot of times, even with celebrities, for example, it's kind of like, hi, bye, you know, and you don't feel like there's much of a connection there with a public figure of any sort. So I feel like I'm just kind of all summing it up, but like my goal is to meet people and to love people well. And to continue on the legacy that I know several other Miss Tri-Cities have left. Beautiful. So that's probably my biggest goal. Again, there's so many. I mean, like, I want to do more art classes for the community, that are free of charge. You know, I want to make, coping mechanisms and artistic, you know, outlets, painting, drawing, music, all those different kinds of things available to the community and teach people that, you know, we were built creatively. Yeah. No matter, you know, what you believe, as far as humanity goes, but like we were built creative and we were built unique and
100%,
you know, so it's utilizing art. And, I know I have those skills that I can offer the community. So excited to do that also.
That's so cool. Do you do like any kind of like signature talk or anything regarding like the mental health stuff, going back to that? Do you do any of that, or do you do that through your creative abilities? Through your drawings and stuff. Tell me about that.
I want to make sure I understood your.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me clarify. Do you have any like signature talks or anything that you do specifically? Cause we talked in the beginning about, you know, promoting the mental health and stuff like that, or is that through the book? Is that more primarily through the book you do that?
I mean, definitely for the children's age, it would be through the book. I know not only for Miss Tri-Cities, but again, just as an individual, you do have to be prepared to say stuff, especially when you run into somebody that's in a time of crisis or is even just having a bad day, you know? And I think I know I'm always learning and I'm always twisting and bending and making sure that I can give people the best advice or, you know, whatever it may be as possible. So right now I would say that that's a challenge for me to get some sort of a signature speech. Oh. But I do know that, I mean, a lot of it, like you were saying earlier, is breaking the mental health stigma and getting people talking about it and letting people know that it doesn't make you any less of an individual to suffer from something, you know, and anxiety or, you know, whatever it may be. So I think alongside that, I was even telling you a little earlier that I was learning about different things today that I thought, man, the community really needs this. So learn information, it bends and molds so that way I can share the best information I have.
No, I love that. And as you were talking, I was thinking about like teenagers, especially and even like middle school kids, even any grade school kids, like you walk in, if you, Haley, were to walk into a classroom with that crown on and like you had this dress on and the sachet and stuff like that, and you even sit up there for 15 minutes, promoted your book, like even though it was a kid's book, but just kind of did your platform like that and talked about the mental health stuff. Oh my gosh. And, or just giving some advice from someone that's like, ooh, because I remember when I was a little girl and I saw the crown and stuff. And I was like, oh, shell shock, you know, it was like so cool. I think you could totally capitalize on that. Just giving you some food for thought. But I think just even an inspiration, you're an inspiration just when you walk in that room, because you set out to do something for the community, for yourself, and you accomplished it, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think you should roll with that. I think that's fabulous. And in the years to come, you can keep doing that, you know, build on that, even with the book and beyond, you know?
Yeah.
So speaking on the book and beyond, so are there any fun, exciting events coming up that we should know about where everybody can see you at and say hello and meet you in person?
Yes. So the most upcoming one, of course, we're going into holidays. So everything is, I know for everybody, gotten a little bit hectic following Thanksgiving and going into Christmas. But the holiday parade, I believe it's the downtown Kennewick holiday parade. It starts at 10 a.m. It's this coming Saturday. So that's the 3rd, I believe.
Yeah, I think December 3rd. Yeah, God, yes. Crazy.
So I will be there for the holiday parade. I don't know if my Miss Tri-Cities Outstanding Teen, Abby, is my counterpart, the teen division winner. And she is lovely and loves people and is so bubbly. I'm not sure if she'll be making it, but I absolutely will be there. So that's the most upcoming one.
Okay.
Although, of course, I'm on social media. The Miss Tri-Cities organization has MissTriCities.org. And there's lots of different ways that you could keep up with me if you so choose to. And I do plan on having some additional classes coming up, different art classes, creative outlet classes, and things like that. But the most upcoming would be the holiday parade.
Okay, awesome. So we'll check that out. And this will be posted probably tomorrow or the next day. So I wanted to make sure I got that out for you. Cool. And then lastly, I wanted to say, how can the community support you and your cause how can we support you, Haley, in your next year of reigning the crown, wearing the crown?
Me personally, right? Everyone is going through stuff. And I think to help me, I think practicing kindness, that doesn't directly benefit me necessarily, but practicing kindness, especially going through the holiday season, because a lot of people are going to have it rough. And, you know, inflation's a thing. A lot of people are feeling like they can't live up to what they did last year. And I just know, you know, if you want to help me as Haley, you know, as Miss Tri-Cities, then I think spending this holiday season, just especially, and taking double care for people, you know, if you have the ability to help somebody out, do it. But of course, too, in general, the Miss Tri-Cities organization doesn't happen without all of our sponsors. The Water Follies, boat races, prime example, they're our number one just forever sponsor, you know, and there's so many other people that give every year to the program that helps go towards girls' schooling, different, you know, we always have a dessert auction. That's a huge fundraising event. So I know too, just in general, the Miss Tri-Cities organization, A, loves sponsors. If you are passionate about young women in the, you know, in professionalism, then totally get on board, as well as volunteering. You know, it's all about giving back.
And
for us too, as title holders, like it's our job to continue that train down the track and continue to give back, whether that's inviting other people in or doing it ourselves or whatever that may look like. But I would say those are a couple ways.
I mean, that's excellent.
Our organization is fabulous. Yeah. Miss America, again, just as a scholarship program, it does so much for young women. You know, just like you're saying, like people, you know, you don't know until you're in it and you really see everything that goes on. And I was talking to a younger girl earlier and I said, you should really run. I said, this is not all there is to it. There's so much more.
I've learned that. I love that. And the holidays, kindness, being opening a door for someone, you know, just the little things, you know, we all forget sometimes, you know. I mean, I try to always practice kindness. I mean, I pride myself in being, I am a helper and an empath and all that good stuff, but I'm not perfect, you know, by any means. I have my faults too. But I think that's wonderful what you said, and just helping one another and being there for another and stuff like that. And that's what it's all about, right? That's what it's about, especially in the holiday season as well. So too. Very cool. Awesome. Well, we will commence here. This has been so much fun talking to you. I wanted to bring you on, obviously, to introduce you to the community, obviously support you. And I'm going to sponsor you. I'm making that pledge right now. I don't know if I need to do it right now, but you tell me when you need the sponsorship, maybe next year, whatever, but I will you have my word. I will sponsor you, be a sponsor. I would love to support this wonderful cause. So Sweet Life Holistic Health will be a sponsor. Yay. Party. Yeah. So you have my word on that. And we're also going to support you and do a giveaway. I'm big on, I love helping, special people like yourself, and the community, definitely needs to be supported. So, and Tri-Cities has been is a really good community, and Walla Walla too. Yeah. They're really great at supporting. And I will say that I do see a lot of giving in this community.
Yeah.
You probably witnessed that as well.
Yes, definitely.
Gotcha. So I want to ask you one final question, and that is, if you had like a little girl or someone that's like, oh, I don't know, or even maybe a teenager and they're thinking, they're like on the fence about it, what would you tell them if they're on the fence about joining?
I mean, I will say do it. But of course, like sometimes that doesn't do it for people, you know, like. I love walking through stuff with people. And if any young girl was interested, I would be so happy to even just walk them through, like, what does my year look like? You know, what did our last reigning Miss Tri-Cities, Noelle, you know, what did her year look like? And what different things can the program offer you? And what can you offer the program? I think first and foremost, just like the professional skills you gain, especially as a, you know, someone in early high school or middle school or whatever it may be, like there are so many skills. I mean, you can walk into an interview and you'll be confident like that. And those are skills that you can learn outside, but why not take advantage of this, you know, this program and what it can offer you. So, I mean, I would say do it. I know it's scary. Trust me. I can only share so much of my personality on one Zoom call, but if you knew me, you know, I'm going to study ag science. Like that doesn't really wear a crown, you know, a farmer, you know? So I know that, you know, there's so many different kinds of women that run in this program, and not all of them love wearing dresses or or performing a talent or, you know, so there's so many different kinds of women that do this, and it's all for, you know, for one purpose and to give back to the community and to gain professional skills, to utilize the scholarships, you know, and those kinds of things. So, if you don't think it's for you, I bet you it is. 'Cause I didn't think it was for me. And it's been one of the greatest things I've at this time in my life have ever experienced and gone through. So I've competed in probably 6 or 7 different competitions. And every time you grow and you walk away going, you know, whether you win or not, going, man, I did my best and I'm continuing to grow. So
yeah, that's amazing. Yeah. You know, I almost, as you're talking, I was always thinking about, like, you know, like military for boys is almost like a military for women in a way, like a different way, you know what I mean? But yeah. You learn, you like you were talking about, like the way to talk, and like you get, you know, just all this important qualities mm-hmm. and information that is shared with you at a young age, where it prepares you for like the real world almost in some ways.
Yeah.
That's where I was kind of thinking about it as you were talking. I was like, almost like the military for women, but in a different way.
Yes.
Yeah. Does that make sense? What I said, kind of a little bit,
yeah.
A little bit, yeah. But nicer. You don't have to wear the uniform. Well, you get to wear fun dresses and
do all the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. And it's not a swimsuit competition like they used to think, you know?
Correct. Yeah. Miss America, actually, again, pardon my lack of knowledge as to what year that got taken out. But
yeah,
my first 2 years I competed. So, you know, 2016, 2017, I actually did compete in swimsuit.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. And I ended up moving over to Walla Walla for school. And so I took a break for a year or two. And that, I think that's when that change happened.
Yeah.
So we no longer do swimsuit.
Yeah.
Which,
that's great.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, mm-hmm. for me, you know, I did it and I honestly grew in confidence because of it. But there's a lot of women that are like, thank you for, you know, for moving that forward. Cause that's not something that the Miss America organization at that time obviously thought was necessary, you know, at that point. So, of course now, just to use more of your awesome time, Tavia, the Miss America organization, like the different phases of competition, of course, we still have talent. You've got your evening wear. So, you know, an evening gown is usually what gals wear. You've got your interview, of course, with some very professional attire with your judges, as well as a social impact initiative statement, your social impact pitch, which is for me would be talking about mental health to whatever degree, or for I know our Miss Washington personally deals with Crohn's disease. So her social impact is about that. So it's much less geared towards what feels like walking on a stage and kind of looking pretty. It's really that professional professional pitch, that professional interview and those kinds of things. So it's exciting to watch it change and ebb and flow as society has as well.
Right. Yeah. That's so funny. You're talking about the Crohn's, because again, going back to my cousin, when she was asking me to go do it, she's like, Tavi, you should do Lyme disease, because that's my platform, you know, of what I struggled with was Lyme disease. And she's like, you could totally do that as your platform and help more educate about Lyme and raise money for things. And so it really appealed to me. Mm-hmm. It really did at one time. And but I just got that kind of ship has sailed now. But anyways, but I considered it. I did. So I think it's really cool. But I can do the Mrs. Washington still, right? I'm still young enough.
Right. Yes.
I think there's like 50s or 60s. I think you can even, do you know what the age group is for Mrs. Washington? Do you know?
I don't. Okay. I have known someone that has competed and loved it. So I do know that it's super enjoyable, but I do not know, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's all right. I was just curious. So, all right. Well, we need to wrap this up. So this has been so much fun. I love talking to you. So I'm so excited. Thank you for being here. This is so fun.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah.
It's such fun.
Yeah, absolutely. And good luck to you and all your, future events and everything that's coming up. Like I said, I'm going to be your sponsor, or I'm going to be one of the sponsor. I'm throwing that out right now. So you just let me know how I can support you.
Absolutely.
Continuing down the road. So, all right, everybody, thank you for tuning in again. This is Miss Haley Fisher, our reigning Miss Crowned, Miss Tri-Cities. She's beautiful. Check her out on YouTube. And, you said you are on Instagram. Is that how people can follow you? Is on Instagram or Facebook?
Yes, Instagram and Facebook. A simple Miss Tri-Cities, you know, Washington should suffice in the search bar. But the Instagram direct handle is Miss Tri-Cities Wah.
Miss Tri-Cities Wah. Okay, I'll put the link in there too. Awesome. Okay, sounds good. Thank you everybody again for listening. Have a great day. Be well. Thank you guys. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Sweet Life Coaching Podcast. To learn more about the topics mentioned on today's show, please visit SweetCoachTavia.com.